Glamour and glitz.
Formula One developed from the European racing scene, but it took until 1950 before the rules and the details for the championship were hammered out. Lots of drivers bought and raced their own cars in the early days, but as cars became faster and slicker, the big car manufacturers like Ferrari came to dominate the scene. A racing driver, and they are almost exclusively male, competes individually, but he cannot race without the support of a team of specialists that look after his car at all times. It does not matter how good the driver is. If his team is slow at changing his tyres during a pit stop, for example, or if his car is simply slower than a rival's, he will not win the race. One of the most glamorous and expensive sports in the world, Formula One attracts celebrities like bees to honey, which in turn raises the profile of the sport, leading to increased revenue. World champion Lewis Hamilton's girlfriend, for example, is the American singer and actress Nicole Scherzinger. However, racing driver Heikki Kovalainen could not care less about the stars and cars' image. For him, it is about hard work. You go to the tests, come back home, and then you go to the races. You come back home, he said. Racing cars is a dangerous, fast sport, and drivers need to be on top form at all times, so Kovalainen's attitude is probably sensible. But the champagne, the money, and the glamour are now part and parcel of Formula One racing. It's what the fans of the sport expect.